Good morning. High pressure continues to build into the region, bringing the humidity down and a comfortable start to the day across the area, with readings generally in the 50s to around 60 degrees, with mostly clear skies. We will enjoy a good amount of sunshine today, complements of that high pressure, but a little bit of energy still has to pivot through the region, and this could touch off a scattered shower across the Adirondacks or Green Mountains, and this could drift into the upper Hudson Valley and even the Champlain Valley as we get into the afternoon, and one or two of these showers could grow to the point where we hear a couple of rumbles of thunder, but these will be few and far between, and most of us will stay dry right on into the evening. Overnight tonight, skies will be clear and it'll be comfortable once again with most everyone back into the 50s. Tomorrow, the next front will slowly make its way through the Great Lakes and in our direction. We'll have a mix of sun and clouds, and out ahead of the front, a southerly breeze will push us up into the mid-80s. The humidity will start to creep back in, and there is the risk of a shower or thunderstorm from western and central New York making it into interior New York and New England before the day is through. That front will draw closer on Saturday, and it'll be back up into the mid-80s with a mix of sun and clouds, and with more humidity, a few more scattered showers and thunderstorms. After that front passes by, we'll turn up the heat for the second half of the weekend with hazy sunshine. It'll be hot and humid with highs around 90. The heat and humidity will stay in place for a muggy night Sunday night and push us back up into the lower 90s with hazy sun on Monday. Another front will make a run at us on Tuesday with a chance for showers and thunderstorms and highs in the upper 80s and a few lingering showers and thunderstorms into Wednesday of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms from the western Great Lakes into Nebraska and South Dakota. The focus for isolated strong to locally severe storms will occur along a front in this region during the afternoon and early evening hours. Wind energy combined with strong daytime heating will yield widely spaced storm clusters along this boundary. With moderate instability developing and adequate shear, a few of the stronger storms may be capable of large hail and gusty winds. Meanwhile, Tropical Storm Hilda is located 240 miles southeast of Hilo, Hawaii, and is tracking west at 5 miles per hour. Maximum sustained winds are down to 45 miles per hour with higher gusts, and Hilda will continue to gradually weaken through the day tomorrow. Tropical storm warnings have been discontinued for the Hawaiian Islands, but a tropical storm watch remains in effect for the offshore waters south of the Big Island. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Owen Roberts Airport Grand in the Cayman Islands at 2:35 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Prince Albert, Saskatchewan, Canada at 5:05 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/8 of a mile visibility under partly cloudy skies and fog, 41 degrees with a west wind at 20 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 43 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly sunny and 61 degrees, the dew point 56, 84% relative humidity, an east wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.99 inches, and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 114 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 29 at Bodie State Park, also in California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the mid-80s, Boston sunny in the lower 80s, and in Buffalo sunny skies with highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 82 degrees, the low 63. The average temperature 73, that's 2 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday. For the month now, 2.36 inches, which is 88 hundredths above average. And 21.20 inches for the year, which is 2.97 inches of precipitation below average. There were 8 cooling degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 90. And for the season, 579, which is 132 cooling degree days above average. The average high temperature in Albany today, 81 degrees. The average low, 61. The record high, 98, set in 1947, and the record low, 43, in 1957. Sunrise this morning was at 5:59 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8 p.m., 14 hours and 1 minute of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with a passing shower or thunderstorm possible, primarily across the higher terrain with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today with highs in the lower 80s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 50s to around 60. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower to mid 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny today with highs right around 80. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly sunny today with highs around 80 degrees. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid to upper 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, a scattered shower or thunderstorm possible around 85. Saturday, a mix of sun and clouds, more humidity, scattered showers and storms in the mid-80s, hazy, hot, and humid Sunday and Monday in the lower 90s, and a mix of sun and clouds with scattered showers and storms Tuesday and Wednesday in the middle to upper 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.